This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Well, then you came and you soon departed.
And you know he never showed his face again. 590 The Fan, broadcasting live from the Hot Shots in Fenton. Going to be here till 1 o'clock. They have a toy drive going all day. You'll get a free appetizer voucher with every either cash or toy donation. Shout out to Midwest Equipment. We're doing the interview with the Mizzou guys, and I turn over, and these folks are rolling in, literally rolling in, a giant box of toys. Midwest Equipment, appreciate them stopping by and bringing the toys for the kids. Somebody who's also very charitable, Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, on the line with us right now. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing really good, and I appreciate letting me jump on this. I'm looking out the window here on Brentwood Boulevard. It doesn't really look that pretty out there, but it is what it is, and it is the holidays, and that's something to be thankful for. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we're always thankful for our clients. We've had another incredible record-breaking year, and it's because of all the people out there, all the listeners of your shows and other shows that gave us that opportunity to work with them on their home loan. I don't think I lost you. There you are. I'm sorry, but I'll tell you this. It's the end of the year. It's a great time to be looking at people's finances. Maybe you have some credit card debt that you built up this year, or maybe you're thinking about buying a house in 2019. Inventory is still super tight, and there's a lot of people trying to buy a house. You need to get pre-approved for that. Whatever the case is, the Home Loan Expert team has your back. We have the five-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. I appreciate it. Let me jump on. You guys have a great day, and I'm going to hang up and listen now. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Ryan Kelly checking in here. It is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin and Franco until noon. Midday Grind coming your way at 12 o'clock, broadcasting live till 1. But, again, the toy drive at the Hot Shots in Fenton will continue all day long.
And I believe there's a TMA Live here tonight starting at 6:30 is my understanding.
Correct. So if you can't make it the next half hour, hour, come by later tonight, be part of the festivities. Probably have a Larry Nichols sighting if I had to guess, possibly a Mike Lee. He hasn't.
Hockey Bob called in earlier saying he was going to stop by the
TMA
Live
it's
tonight.
A big night.
Yes.
I hear Larry Nichols going to be Santa Claus tonight.
So. Oh, St. Nick. A true St. Nick.
So all of that.
I've been told.
All of that going on at the Hot Shots here in Fenton. All right, St. Louis has taken a lot of knocks for losing teams, historically too. And we compare as a city, forget the sports part, we compare a lot to Baltimore. And they did lose the Colts, so there is that. And I think as far as the city and county not being on the same page, a lot of times people point to crime problems. The Wire didn't exactly help with tourism in the
right.
city of Baltimore. But maybe the better analogy right now in terms of sports teams, maybe St. Louis is like Oakland. Did you see the clip? Marshawn Lynch goes in front of the city council to appeal to them to make sure the A's get their stadium funding and everything. That he said, we've lost the Warriors, we lost the Raiders. We can't be losing the A's. Marshawn Lynch, Money Lynch, who's from the Oakland area. Actually, you can probably find it. Maybe by the end of the day, you'll find the footage. Marshawn Lynch actually appealing to make sure the A's stay put. Now, granted, the Warriors are simply going across the bay, right?
Right.
They're staying. They're not going that far. If you're a Warriors fan, you could still get to a game. But as far as being based in Oakland, they're leaving. The Raiders are leaving. There's the lawsuit. Currently, they realize 2 years later, wait a minute, these guys are leaving? Now what? And that conversation has died down. The Raiders, remember, are going to play at the Dome, and everybody's like, I don't think
those
so.
Those big October days where you watch the Raiders, big ASC matchup, and then you go head over to Busch Stadium for a playoff game and watch Bryce Harper bring another title to St. Louis. We're close to it, Martin. We're getting there.
What if we get the Chargers and the Raiders? Chargers full-time. Raiders.
Wow.
Raiders just for that one
year.
So we
could have 16 weeks of football, just straight 16 where the Chargers and Raiders just go back-to-back.
A little worried about Kenny Wallace and the Dirt Nationals. They might get bumped out of there.
I think Kenny
December.
Would be okay with that.
He might support that. So all of that talk has died down, but do you have Money Lynch?
I do have Money
Lynch.
This
is him addressing the Oakland A's stadium situation.
Losing the Raiders. That's not what that is.
Well, you get the idea.
Pretty quiet.
You get the
idea. He's a soft-spoken guy.
It's not so much the quality of the audio, it's the message that he delivered. He said, we lost the Raiders, the Warriors. We cannot be losing the Oakland A's. So there it is. St. Louis comparing to Oakland and Baltimore. Whereas John Shaw was described, our town,
we're a big Des Moines.
Which, that's more insulting.
They were told
I'd
that.
Rather be in Oakland than a big Des Moines.
Did Eagleton's – Jim Thomas of the Post is the one who always brings that – has used that quote, and I think it was Tom Eagleton who said it. John Shaw coming from L.A., he's like, tell me about St. Louis, and he said, we're kind of a big Des Moines. I'm like, no.
That hurts. That's
we could do,
nasty.
We could do a little better than that.
Yeah.
All right, Frank is here. Why don't we do five for Frank?
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are, not under the bragging rights, let's go with a Mizzou theme here. You are Mike Alden, and you're back in the game. You're the interim athletic director at Cleveland State.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be a professor at Mizzou, and you're sort of out of the AD game. Are you looking to get back into the athletic world?
I'm a guy that likes power, likes to boss people around. I went back in the action, and, yeah, I enjoy this. I mean, can you imagine his life from being this athletic director at an SEC school and having all these people, you know, bow down to you to actually doing nothing? So, and I'm a young, relatively young guy. I want to do this.
He was teaching a class at Mizzou. But when he stepped away or stepped aside, remember, it was kind of his doing, supposedly. You never know at Mizzou when people really step aside. I mean, even with Norm, do you believe in the conspiracy that they kind of nudged him out the door?
Without question. And it was Alden who did that, by the way. But, I mean, look, if you're Mike Alden, you don't wake up one day making maybe $3,000 or $4,000 a year and say, you know what, I want to stop doing this and I want to teach a class.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So I believe he's the interim athletic director at Cleveland State as of right now. All right, Frank, no Cusumano guarantee, but percentage maybe, confidence level, that the Blues will win a game in Vancouver tonight.
I'm feeling like 65%. I'm not going to put the guarantee on there, but got a good vibe. You know, I keep thinking 5 out of 7. You win this game, it's 5 out of 7. Maybe you cut down that I think you're 9 points out of the last playoff spot. You cut that down to 7 with a victory, depending on what happens with the other team. It's Edmonton, right?
6-2-2 Blue. Yeah. Jason Hitch. 6-2-2 Blue may be rubbing off on Frank. It's just a dangerous team to believe in. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, we were both right about the Billikens last night covering the 20.
That was my next one. Never gamble. Kids, Chuck Marlowe, never gamble. We were talking to Billiken Bob, Rammer in studio. The spread was 20.5. Now, SLU, North Carolina Central, you would expect them to dominate and win. Our premise was more, not that they wouldn't win easily. Our premise was just they're not a great scoring team. You and I both said they're not going to cover. Bob was enthusiastic, thought that was the night they would cover. Quite the opposite. They were lucky as hell to win.
Yeah, when they were down 11 early in the second half, I was just like shaking in my boots. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be the worst thing ever. And then that 30-4 run, which was their best, like, 7 or 8 minutes of the college basketball season. That was just unbelievable.
Kids, never gamble.
Did All Chuck right. go that way?
I don't know that he did. I don't think Rammer put money on it, but I think he felt good about it. What a weird game. I mean, North Carolina Central.
Yeah.
Now maybe they're due. I like to play the due card. Maybe they're due to play really well in that Florida State game this weekend.
I thought Scott Highmark brought up a great point during the broadcast when they were in the middle of that thing, and they had Fred Thatcher and Jordan Goodwin. I do not want to be a guard bringing the ball up against those two because they're going to turn you, beat you to the spot, and then when you try to go the other way, Jordan Goodwin's going to steal it. I mean, wow.
Five for Frank brought to you by Greenville University. Since we're at a Hot Shots location, how about your favorite hot shot in sports of all time? Show off, hot
good
dog,
question.
Hot shot.
I mean, I, the obvious answer would be Reggie Jackson.
I knew that was your answer.
But
okay.
If it's not Reggie, I would say Joe Namath, who was the coolest guy in the room and had the white shoes before anybody else and the guarantees. And
it didn't seem to engender the hate either, did he? I
mean, no, everybody kind of liked him. Well, the Raiders didn't like him. But
you kind of liked Broadway Joe. Reggie kind of ticked people off, yeah. But he was entertaining. I think in recent years – probably didn't want him on your team, but we like T.O. and Ocho Cinco.
Are those your showing favorite?
Well, I'm saying they were
hot dogs.
They
yeah.
were really good hot dogs, but we didn't really – I think we were entertained by them, but we didn't want them on our team. Like when they were doing – Joe Horn was, to a lesser degree, kind of came before Terrell Owens and Chad started doing their thing. What about basketball? Like Daryl Dawkins was exciting, but he wasn't a do you think he was a hot dog?
Well, Maravich is the ultimate showman in basketball.
Curry? Steph Curry's kind of a showman at times.
He is after he makes his shots.
Yeah.
Almost everybody is now. I mean, from James Harden. Well, I mean, I guess the Brow and the Greek Freak don't really
have that flair yet. I mean, they're really good.
What about Wilt?
No.
No.
Yeah, Wilt was – none of those guys in the old days were like that at all. I mean, Dr. J played with a flair, but never humiliated.
He wasn't like a hot dog, right.
I mean, Bird was a little bit of a, you know, trash talker.
But I'm talking about sort of showing off to the point they'd call attention to themselves.
Pete Rose.
Was it showing off or was it just hustling and that was his life?
I heard a lot of players that played in there felt it was hot-dogging it.
Have the Cardinals had many?
I know Mike Shannon never liked it.
Many hot dogs over the years, hot shots for the Cardinals.
Edmonds kind of a hot shot.
He has the flair.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I texted him about the Laverne and Shirley, the Penny Marshall, because I said I loosely remembered him talking about her, that he had been to her house in California, that she was had an unbelievable baseball collection, memorabilia. And I texted yesterday, I said, this is kind of random, but weren't you friendly with Penny Marshall? And he said, yes, still very upset about it, amazing lady. So he had been to her house, and she was apparently a huge collector of memorabilia.
Speaking of Edmonds, building one of the biggest houses in the history of St. Louis as we speak.
Is there? He's not physically.
No. I mean, it's Pace-esque. I didn't think anything was bigger than Pace's.
Wow.
But
wow.
We should do a show from there. We used to do it back in the day.
Well, we got to do one from Kirk Reeder's.
The Shed.
The Shed.
I like that.
We're doing one from Izzy's.
His pool, we were supposed to do it a couple
years
ago.
We got Halloween at Kachuk.
Kachuk's. Yeah, we could do the...
We want to do one from Strix, but we were going to do that maybe on Christmas Eve or not on that day. So we got to get these...
Yeah, we got a tour shirt
for
former St. Louis Stars road trip to their houses.
Yeah, like they really want us there.
Would Orlando let us stop by for one?
Probably not.
No, he wouldn't show. Treat it like training camp.
He'd tell us to lock the door on the way out. Yeah.
Of course, if you're listening, I don't support those kind of comments. except for the one that I made at Isaac Bruce's charity event. And when I left, his wife said, I'm going to tell him what you said. I said, oh, no, he's supposed to be overseas. She said, he is, but I heard it. I'm like, are there great St. Louis hot? I mean, Lonnie Smith was falling down, but I don't think he was a show-off.
Well, Ozzie played with flair, but not a show-off.
Like Ricky Henderson.
Well, Bryce Harper will be the first.
No, Ricky Henderson
would
be
a show-off.
Yes, he was a show-off that would.
Trying to think under La Russa, if you had guys that could, I mean, he got mad at John Rodriguez because he was calling himself J-Rod.
Right.
And Tony got mad that he gave himself a nickname, so.
Yeah, La Russa had grinders, you know. He really did.
I mean, Roland. I mean, Edmonds flair, people would say, oh, he had a little dive there, but I don't think he was like
now, Albert embraced his home runs and looked at them, but that's kind of become vogue now, so.
Yeah, hell, MLB did commercials supporting it, right?
Yeah.
All right, favorite hot shots, 855-282-8255. And number 5-5 for Frank, you're Manny Machado. You're on your world tour. You've been to Chicago. I think yesterday was New York and today is Philly or some kind of reverse of that. Are you planning on a decision this week?
Yes, and I'll do it before Christmas, and I'll sign with the Yankees because they won 100 games without me. I can get back to the World Series with them, and why not? Have all those great hitters protect me in the lineup. It's the place to be. If I'm Manny Machado.
Chris Pelican, and remember the comments by the Steinbrenner who said, it's not going to play here, that not really a hustle guy. It's not so much for those comments.
No. You can add 35 and 110. You add it.
By the way, they added Carlos Beltran to their administrative staff. He's like a Cashman assistant. It's a good guy to have around, too, especially recruiting
Apparently
players.
Apparently, he and Machado are kind of close.
Yeah.
Yeah, if so, I wanted somebody to be around Manny Machado, it would be Carlos Beltran.
Correct.
This is like a college basketball recruiting approach to trying to solicit the
right?
services.
They hired his dad.
They hire his dad to be an assistant.
Ed Manning, Danny Manning.
Well, and the White Sox got to be thinking, well, wait a minute. We signed that Yonder Alonso. Are we stuck with him now? Because Manny's brought
What if Manny
off?
Signs in Philly and the next day the White Sox release Yonder Alonso?
Yes.
we don't need you anymore.
Friend of the show, Chris Pelican, who clearly works less than anybody I know, said, what about Rex Hudler? He was a bit of a show-off.
Hrabowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, Al had that flair. A little bit of
a
show-off.
Al had a shtick.
Shtick,
yeah. Hudler was, was just unbridled enthusiasm. When I say show off, I think of Ricky Henderson.
I think of guys that are the greatest. I'm sure there's
not
some
bad
of
though. I mean,
and the blues players traditionally, those guys are grinders. And
God, what hockey player is? Ooh.
Yeah, I can't think of any hockey players.
Those guys are all from these Canadian farm towns. They're all humble and appreciate what they got. And of course, Patrick Berglund's now $12 million.
Yeah, Strick painted sort of a sad picture.
Yeah. So that's why you should be hesitant to criticize him. If he's going through what, who knows what Dexter Fowler went through, you got to lay off.
Yeah, no, I don't want Berglund on my team, but I wish him the best.
Yep.
Is that fair? All right, Five for Frank brought to you by Greenville University.
All right, let's take a short time out, broadcasting live from Hot Shots. Let's do a little ordering. I hear they have some great food here.
Are you calling a waitress over?
Frank, on the PA system. Let's do some ordering. That's next.